Hello. This week on Ask a Teacher, we will continue to answer a question from Yusra from Egypt about using hyphens when making compound nouns. Hello, my name is Yusra from Egypt. I would like to know when I should use a hyphen between two words like top selling or well-being. Thanks. Dear Yusra, thank you for your question. In this week's program, we will learn some general rules for creating compound nouns with hyphens. In last week's program, we talked about using hyphens to create a compound adjective. For example, top selling, meaning having the most sales. A hyphen is used to combine two or more words together. A compound noun is two or more nouns combined to create a single noun expression. While we write most compound nouns as one word, raindrop, or two separate words, high school, some compound nouns use a hyphen. For example, well-being, or the state of being happy, healthy, or successful. We use hyphens with compound nouns so that the sentence is clear and understandable. Just like compound adjectives, you can create compound nouns from adjectives, verbs, adverbs, and other nouns. 1. When combining a verb and an adverb to create a compound noun, use a hyphen. The hyphen connects the adverb to the verb and not another word in the sentence. For example, let's look at the compound noun takeout. It means food you order from a restaurant to pick up and take with you. Every Friday night, I love getting takeout from my favorite Middle Eastern restaurant. 2. A hyphen is required for compound nouns made from two nouns. These types of nouns act as a unit, like in these examples, English speakers or hunter-gatherer. There are over 1.5 billion English speakers in the world. There are many hunter-gatherer societies today that still depend on the natural environment for food. 3. Always check your dictionary if you are unsure if a compound noun requires a hyphen. There are many exceptions to these rules. And sometimes, a word that once required a hyphen changes over time to become a one-word compound or a two-word compound. Please let us know if these rules, explanations, and examples have helped you, Yusra. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.